Americans are turning their backs on an iconic American fast food brand. McDonald's reported sales at U.S. stores open at least a year fell 0.7% last quarter compared to the same period a year ago.
Millions aren't just skipping a burger, they're abandoning an icon. Lines crawl, prices bite, and the fries don't hit like they used to. But that's not the real story. Behind the counter, a quiet shift changed everything. A move most customers never see, but feel in every order. Once you hear it, the golden arches won't look the same. First clue? Speed. Fast food was built on one simple promise. Speed. For decades, McDonald's could serve hundreds of customers an hour with near-perfect precision, but those days are long gone. In 2024, the average McDonald's drive-thru order took 417 seconds. That's almost 7 full minutes just waiting in your car for a burger and fries. Customers joke, it feels more like slow-cooked barbecue than fast food. And it's not just during the lunch rush. Tuesday afternoon, still waiting. Late at night, when the place looks deserted, still waiting. The excuse of we're busy doesn't hold anymore. McDonald's tried to fix the problem with mobile ordering. Order ahead, skip the line, grab your food. At least that's how it was advertised. In reality, the apps crash during peak times. Pickup slots become meaningless, and orders get lost in the system. It's like booking an appointment with your doctor, only to sit in the waiting room for an hour anyway. The irony stings. McDonald's didn't just invent the drive-thru, they perfected it. Their entire empire was built on clockwork efficiency. Food hot, fast, and predictable. Now, customers describe the drive-thru as a drive and park. You're not moving quickly, you're just waiting in a different location. And that's only the first red flag. Because the longer customers wait, the more they notice another painful truth: the price tag. For decades, McDonald's thrived because it was cheap, quick, and reliable. You didn't go there expecting gourmet, you went because it filled you up without draining your wallet. But that promise has been shattered. Take the Big Mac meal. In New York City, it now hovers close to $18. $18 for a combo that once symbolized budget food. Customers shake their heads, saying it's like paying luxury prices for drive-through disappointment. The entire value equation has flipped. And then there's the McDouble. In 2012, it was the dollar menu's crown jewel. Today, over $3.49 for the exact same burger. That's a price jump of more than 300% in just over a decade. Corporate executives point to inflation, but consumers know better. Inflation didn't triple wages. Inflation didn't triple quality. Only the prices ballooned. The impact has been brutal on families. A meal that once fed a family of four for under $20 now barely covers one person. A recent poll showed that nearly half of low-income families, the very backbone of McDonald's customer base, have stopped eating there entirely. When the people who kept your empire alive can no longer afford your food, you've betrayed your own foundation. And the insult doesn't end there. McDonald's has quietly built a two-class system that feels like a digital caste divide. If you use the app, you get discounts. If you pay with cash, tough luck. You're forced to swallow full price. That means older generations, the tech-averse, or simply people without data plans, are essentially punished. The golden arches turn value into privilege. Even the employees can't escape this trap. Many admit their hourly wage doesn't cover more than two value meals. Imagine flipping burgers for hours, only to realize you can't afford the food you serve. It's like working at a car dealership where you'll never afford the car, except here, the product is a hamburger. That's not just irony, that's failure in its purest form. So yes, the waits are bad. But what really pushes people over the edge is handing over more money than ever only to open the bag and find food that feels worthless. And that leads us to the next unraveling thread in McDonald's empire, the collapse of quality. Paying more might sting, but at least you expect the food to deliver. Unfortunately, this is where McDonald's collapses hardest. The fries, once legendary, once the crown jewel of fast food, now arrive cold, limp, and lifeless more often than hot and crispy. Customers call them yellow sticks of sadness. That golden standard has crumbled into disappointment. The burgers don't fare any better. Photos flood social media showing sandwiches smashed beyond recognition, lettuce wilted into mush, and cheese so cold it feels straight from the fridge. Some patties look like they've survived a wrestling match with the packaging before ever reaching the customer. The gap between the glossy ads and the actual product is wider than ever. And the internet makes sure everyone sees it. TikTok, Reddit, Twitter. Each platform has become a gallery of McDonald's failures. Temperature is another disaster. Hot meals arrive lukewarm. Cold items melt before they hit the bag. Ice cream machines? Still broken so often they've become a running internet meme. What was once a joke has now become proof of incompetence. Customers laugh, but underneath that humor is frustration that never fades. And here's the kicker. Instead of improving, McDonald's actually stripped away healthier choices. Salads, wraps, and lighter options disappeared from the menu in 2020. Right as competitors expanded theirs. While rivals leaned into fresh ingredients, McDonald's moved backwards. doubling down on processed preservative-heavy meals that read more like a chemistry project than food. For health-conscious customers, it feels like McDonald's gave up on them entirely. Worse yet, the basics, the simple expected details, are constantly botched. Burgers arrive with toppings sliding off the bun. Special orders? Ignored or forgotten. Cheese that should be melted arrives hard, like plastic. Even consistency, the one thing McDonald's was famous for, has vanished. Once upon a time, you could walk into any McDonald's anywhere in the world and know exactly what you were going to get. Today, every visit feels like gambling with your lunch money. And this collapse in quality doesn't just come from the kitchen. A hidden force is fueling this chaos, and it has nothing to do with the food itself. It has everything to do with the technology that was supposed to save them. Technology was supposed to be McDonald's great leap forward. Sleek digital menus, self-service kiosks, mobile apps, all designed to make things easier, faster, and smarter. But instead of fixing problems, the tech has created a whole new set of disasters. Start with the digital menu boards. They flash and change so quickly it's like watching a hyperactive slideshow. One second you're scanning for combos, the next it's switched to breakfast promos or flashing ads. Customers joke you need speed reading skills just to figure out what you want before it disappears. Ordering food shouldn't feel like competing in an Olympic event you never trained for. Then there's the loyalty system. Discounts? Only if you use the app. Everyone else, full price. That means older customers, cash users, and anyone without a smartphone are left out completely. Instead of rewarding loyalty, McDonald's punishes it, creating a two-class system where tech users get perks while traditional customers are treated like second-class citizens. The very people who kept McDonald's alive for decades now pay more than newcomers with a coupon code. Self-service kiosks were marketed as the future. In reality, they're often sticky, broken, or flat-out unusable. And when they do work, customers realize they're basically doing the cashier's job without any price reduction. It's like bagging your own groceries but paying the same as if someone else did it for you. Convenience for the corporation, inconvenience for the customer.
And the mobile app? The promise was order ahead. Skip the line.
Instead, customers complain about endless glitches, disappearing orders, and pickup times that mean nothing. You still end up waiting, except now you've already paid. It's the digital equivalent of scheduling an appointment and being told just sit over there and wait anyway. Even worse, this reliance on tech is slowly draining the human element from the brand. Cashiers are disappearing, dining rooms are closing, and when you finally do interact with an employee, they're often overwhelmed and too exhausted to care. What used to feel like a restaurant now feels like a vending machine that occasionally talks back. In theory, technology should have been McDonald's salvation. Instead, it's become proof of how badly the company misunderstands its customers. But the real problem isn't the machines, it's the people forced to run them. Because behind the screens and the kiosks are workers who can barely keep the operation alive. If the technology feels broken, the people behind the counter are even more strained. McDonald's burns through employees faster than any other fast food giant. Their yearly turnover rate sits at more than 130%, which means they lose more workers than they actually employ in a single year. Every time you walk in, chances are the person making your burger is still learning where the ketchup packets are kept. Understaffing has become the new normal. One worker might be expected to take orders, handle the register, pour drinks, wipe tables, and clean the bathrooms, all in the same shift. It's like asking one person to play the entire cast of a Broadway show while the audience grows restless and booed. Mistakes multiply not because workers don't care, but because the job is designed to be impossible. Low wages only make things worse. When you're barely making enough to cover rent or groceries, obsessing over perfect fries isn't the priority. Survival comes first. Customer service comes last. Burnout sets in quickly. A new hire might show up enthusiastic on day one, only to be exhausted and bitter by the end of week two. Exhausted employees mean slower service, forgotten orders, and that dreaded flat tone at the drive-thru that makes customers feel like a burden.
Strikes in multiple states during 2023 and 2024 highlighted just how bad things have become. Workers weren't just demanding higher pay, they were begging for basic dignity, safer working conditions, and enough staff to handle the workload. Think about that. At the world's most famous fast food chain, employees were protesting not for luxuries but for the bare minimum. And here's the hidden cost. When employees are crushed under impossible expectations, the customer pays the price in cold food, wrong orders, and endless delays. The chaos behind the counter spills directly into your bag. McDonald's has turned its workforce into a revolving door, and with no stability, no training, and no reason to stay. Both employees and customers lose. But this is only part of the unraveling, because the chaos in the kitchen and at the counter all trace back to a deeper rot. One that comes straight from the top. Corporate decisions that make no sense. If you're finding this eye-opening so far, make sure to hit the like button. It really helps us keep uncovering stories like this.
The problems inside McDonald's aren't just accidents. They come from decisions made at the very top. Decisions that baffle customers, frustrate workers, and leave franchise owners trapped in the middle.
Take all-day breakfast.
It was one of the most beloved menu changes in McDonald's history. People loved grabbing Egg McMuffins in the afternoon or a stack of hotcakes after work. It was a massive success, and then corporate killed it. Why? They claimed operational complexity. Translation: it was too hard for them to keep customers happy. Snack wraps, gone too. Despite being one of the most requested items for years, they were quietly erased from the menu. Fans still flood social media begging for their return, but McDonald's acts like they never existed. The company removed items people loved and doubled down on the ones no one asked for. And while customers struggle with higher prices, corporate added insult to injury by raising franchise royalty fees from 4% to 5% in 2024. That might sound small, but across thousands of stores, it's millions of dollars costs that get passed directly to the customer. Franchise owners warned that this would hurt relationships with customers, but corporate pressed forward anyway. The priorities tell the whole story. McDonald's spends billions investing in real estate, buying land and buildings, while cutting back on labor and customer service. They pour money into machines and property instead of people and experience. It's almost as if selling burgers is a side hustle, and the real business is being a landlord. And this strategy has consequences. Dining rooms close, menus shrink, workers burn out, and customers feel ignored. Franchise owners complain they're being squeezed from both sides, pressured by corporate demands while facing angry customers they can't satisfy. McDonald's has perfected the art of making choices that nobody wants and everybody hates. But there's one decision they can't control, no matter how much money they spend, the way younger generations eat. Because while McDonald's stays stuck in the past, the next generation of customers has already moved on. For years, McDonald's could get away with being greasy, salty, and cheap, because people didn't expect much more. But the world has changed. Younger generations, especially Gen Z and millennials, are more health conscious than any customer base McDonald's has ever faced. They read ingredient labels. They want fresher, customizable meals, and they're not afraid to walk away from brands that don't deliver. Over 60% of Gen Z say they prefer food that's fresh and transparent. They want to know what's in it, where it comes from, and why it's on the menu. McDonald's, meanwhile, still serves burgers and fries with long lists of preservatives and artificial ingredients. Their menu reads less like food and more like a science project from 1985. For younger customers, that's not nostalgia, that's a deal breaker. Competitors saw the shift early. Chipotle built its empire on fresh, customizable meals. Panera leaned into clean ingredients. Even convenience stores, gas stations of all places, now sell sandwiches and hot food that many customers say taste fresher than what McDonald's offers, and often cost less. When gas station food becomes a legitimate competitor, you know something has gone terribly wrong. And here's the real danger: trust. A USA Today poll in 2025 found that nearly half of Gen Z doesn't trust McDonald's food at all. Not the price, not the quality, not even the basic promise of what they're eating. That kind of distrust isn't easy to win back. Once customers believe you care more about profits than about them, the relationship is broken. Home cooking only makes the problem worse for McDonald's. Millions of young people watch food videos online, learning how to make better burgers at home, cheaper, fresher, and healthier. If you can cook something tastier in 15 minutes for half the cost, why would you ever go back to waiting in a drive-thru for disappointment? The secret is out. McDonald's isn't just competing with Burger King or Wendy's anymore. They're competing with entire new lifestyles. Fresh dining, home cooking, and healthier fast casual chains that make McDonald's look like a relic from another era. And that brings us to the most painful truth of all, because the downfall of McDonald's isn't just about slow service, bad fries, or broken ice cream machines. It's about what the brand has become at its core, and how the golden arches may never shine the same way again. At first glance, it looks like McDonald's is struggling because of long drive-through waits, sky-high prices, or soggy fries. And yes, those things matter. They've pushed millions of customers to walk away. But the deeper truth is this: McDonald's isn't really a fast food company anymore. For decades, the golden arches built an empire on speed, value, and consistency. But behind the counter, the company quietly shifted priorities. Today, McDonald's makes more money from owning land than from serving burgers. They've become a real estate empire that just happens to sell fast food on the side. Workers and customers? They're secondary to corporate profits.
That's the secret most customers don't see, but they feel it in every overpriced meal, every cold order, every closed dining room. Because when the focus moves away from food and service, everything else crumbles. And it has.
Competitors adapted. They offered fresher, healthier, more transparent meals. Even gas stations upgraded their menus. Meanwhile, McDonald's doubled down on automation, preservatives, and cost-cutting. The result? A brand that feels frozen in time while the world moved forward. And here's the part that should scare them most. Once trust is gone, it rarely comes back. Younger generations don't just dislike McDonald's. Many of them actively distrust it. That distrust spreads faster than any advertising campaign can fix. The golden arches were once a symbol of American comfort. Now they're a warning sign of what happens when a company outgrows its customers. The fall of McDonald's isn't about one bad decision. It's about decades of choosing profits over people, real estate over restaurants, and short-term gains over long-term loyalty. And that's why millions aren't just leaving for now, they're leaving for good. Because in the end, the saddest truth about McDonald's is this: it didn't get beaten by competitors, it got beaten by itself. Thanks for sticking with me to the end. If you found this eye-opening, share this video with a friend. It's the best way to help spread awareness and keep conversations like this growing. And of course, thank you for watching.